Hello, welcome to the podcast. I am Steven Lilly, your host for the podcast. Hello, today we got some new breaking news for you right now that came in from the radio. New York's closing all school in New York, the largest city disaster in the county, closing school. A state order bars and restaurants to close down to graduation. That bad. Right now, we keep everybody updated with a confession of flu. Our WAN reported the biggest single day jump of coronavirus death at Pleasant Ward, our corona. Death. 744 deaths today. They just hit single day record 100 deaths today. Nearly 14,000 cases in Iowa right now. USA have 34,000 cases and 61 deaths right now. We're looking at 54,000 deaths in the world with confirmation of 1,6200 cases as Sunday. We're still growing as a problem, as a country. We're still growing, guys. It's the numbers still going up. They're taking big. But right now, Kansas have one death they're going to look into right now, but they have 61 counties are looking into it right now, too. Right now, we keep everybody updated with the information we got. Everybody trying to stay inside, stay safe. The coaching certain shutdowns up because they're trying to save us the time and money. But the government just updated this little story that they basically, the government will buy out all the loan and mortgage supposedly to help us in the emergency department. Sunset will close down the bars and restaurants to protect everyone, but I don't know how far will they go with that. I don't want to say they will or not. Our rent would be bigger problem if they don't control it. But Americans are hitting balls and bad about not social distancing, about the social media problem they're having with them right now, the coronavirus. New York will cancel all that. They're going to swing out walls of corona. The ball top 7 are waiting at U.S. airport. They will hold off everyone. They're not letting nobody in out of them. National emergency happening right now. They are trying to put all the money they got into this and help. Hopefully we can get help with it. And the other president are wanting, trying to help us as they go and help. Hopefully they can. Federal Reserve tracks instant way to drill as part of worldwide range emergency infinite funds. They are using the money to help us to slow it down at all, hopefully, but I don't know how far will they go with it. New York will be closing school for a whole week. I don't know how long from the week to that day, but all I know is we have 162,000 death cases over the world, and that ain't looking so good on us. If you look around, I went, we had 744 deaths. Right now, we have nearly 4,000 cases and 61 deaths in the U.S. That ain't bad, but we gotta keep it down for right now. Hopefully we keep it down long enough to fix it and we all go home and fix it. UK got 120 cases right now, they saying. Right now we're looking into more of it. Spain had jumped in death at 288 deaths so far at 2,000 infection people. No way. They're overwhelmed with people in the hospital. Nike is set to close all stores in the United States and several other countries to limit the spread of the virus. The death toll in Italy by now is 25%, 1,899 hours Sunday at 1,044.1 on Sunday. That should tell you how all state and our world getting shit from it because we don't know how to fight it. We don't know how to control it as a state or as the world. And the government already had called Austin, age 65 or older, stay home, isolate, and spread the, keep it safe. 2,900 cases in 49 states. We have that communication we got in the world right now with U.S. only. That means we all in the middle of a fight with them because we all know that they fighting it, but they can't figure out how to stop it as a potion or as a group of guys, women. The scientists know how to do it. They just gotta nail it down to the bone. Because it started in December, where they got 4 months or more, they fight it, but we didn't know nothing about it till now, almost killing millions of people. All due respect, our scientists, the world, hopefully they all sat down, talk about this, how to stop it at once. That's my new update for you guys. Hopefully everybody enjoying the Sunday. Hopefully everybody staying safe, staying inside. Enjoy your Sunday. Have a good night, guys. Due to my respect, we all know that we're coming, the flu coming around because we all got flu shot. We all went to Walmart. They did the flu thing. We all saw it. December 1st, 2019, we didn't care how did it happen. We didn't care, oh, they're not going to happen to us because we so mainly focused on our meds, our pain, and all that. But why does the government make meds that can kill us and can't heal us with everyone? But can we go back to the basic to save us from the flu again? Yes. Can we save those people? Yes. Can we stop that? I don't know. Hopefully the government listen to everyone, listen to people in general, because if I get sick or my wife gets sick, anybody, wife, family, grandmother, parents get sick, what's the point of us doing it? Sometimes people don't have the money, go court, go pay bills, or pay for the insurance they need to keep healthy. Now it's all new that they took nursing home time away from them. You can't go in there, not right now, because those people getting older and they get it quicker than we can, and they see that and they got that taken care of. Now good, but now we just keep it going to the correctly way. I don't be mean, I don't want to sound crazy. I understand people go work, get sick, they go home, don't care, they take medicine at Walmart, they buy all chip soup and all that. But at this point of view, from me, we getting called failure because we let it happen. We let it come out of place. We let it happen every time this shit happened. China blame us every time. China started the fight with us. Oh yeah, you gave it us. No, you gave us it to us. Basically, you didn't control it fast enough, and we got it healed now. China had over 1.5 million deaths, I believe. But in China, doing better and better to keep it up, better handle it. The boat came in to December 5th in China. And it wasn't a big deal till we start looking at it. Like, oh, okay, what is that? They only have it. We don't have to worry about it. Time I would come, 2020 hit. It came bigger for us. More deeper with how it went down. More crazier it got. Now you look around, people buying over food. They buying auto paper, buying all that. What's the point? Tomorrow they're going to say it's done for, over with, and what we do with it then? We don't have people buying, selling toilet paper or food on food marketing play on Facebook because they're trying to be nice after they bought all of it. But now you look at it, you just didn't help them. You just bought everything you think you need, but now you don't need it. I sorry I gave my opinion about it. Sorry. I don't know. My opinion is, the flu wouldn't kill you if you take care of it fast enough. I'm sorry. You gotta take care of the flu when you get it. If it get to you when you're sick, take a doctor, get help. The coronavirus is just attack your system. Two people ain't gonna help you. The feeling is that you take care of your body and hopefully you get it through it and keep it away. Keep your house clean, bleach it, hand sanitizer when you have it, or at work. Make sure all your animal, dogs, your home, your kids are healthy enough to do it. Keep it off. If you think you're getting it, go to the hospital, get help. If you don't feel good, sure, go to the doctor and see it. If they can't help you, all you can do is Green Gateway all day, every day to keep it away. If you do get it, all they're gonna tell you, basically everyone, body dental. The government had to shut it down fast to keep everybody healthy. If they don't get people healthy, no point of view of me going to work and getting sick. And I know nobody won't get sick. Everybody trying to stay away from it, but people all getting sick to that point of, hey, look at me, look at that, and they getting it and they didn't know about it. My point of view is, coronavirus, take care of it fast, it don't kill you. If you feel like you're going to throw up and shit, go to the doctor, figure it out before it does take you out or take you on and you lose and you can't help yourself. Like the flu, runny nose, coughing, throwing up shit. I mean, if I throw up right now, it's basically my decision go or not. Or my decision to step up, to be and go. I don't care. This is my point of view of the news. Hopefully everybody enjoy it. Hopefully I see everybody sooner than later. I'm going back live again in a couple of days. Have a good Sunday, guys. Keeping your date with the new coronavirus, okay? Have a good night.